What a wonderful sound. My heart leaps for joy as I hear the call to worship. Oh, come, it is the time to worship. Those are the lyrics to that song. Thank God for it. Well, welcome to the Maximum Radio Network, and you're on the program Global Time with Jesus Christ. And today is Tuesday, October the 22nd, in the year of our Lord, 2013. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for being so faithful and truly being friends of God. You have to be really special to be up early in the morning as we are, and seeking God's face and coming before Him. Good morning, and I trust that you're feeling well, that you had a restful night of sleep. I know I did. I thank God, and it's a brand new day, isn't it? Well, we're rejoicing in it, for it's a day that He has made. And I have a praise report. You know, I'm thinking of God's goodness and His greatness, His mercy to us. Not that we earned it, but it's just grace. That's why it's called grace, because you could not earn it. You could not merit it in any kind of way. It's just His love that's being showered upon us again today. Yesterday, imagine that, is gone. It's past, never to be again. Today is brand new. Therefore, I was up real early, as I quite often do, and the Lord spoke to my heart this morning, and you know, I believe God is going to bless someone in a very special way. I know I'm eating it first. I was blessed, and I am blessed first in what I'm about to say. The praise report I have today, and I believe this is right from the Lord, it's this: awesome things are ahead. Awesome things are ahead. Now, I know you may have expected a more dramatic statement than that. However, there's nothing more dramatic than the fact that God is in charge and He has awesome things. Here's what He says in His Word. As I was meditating on today's possibilities and program, Isaiah chapter 42 and verse 9, here's what He said: "Behold, the former things have come to pass, and new things I now declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them." Let's repeat that. "Behold, the former things have come to pass, and new things I now declare." Underline new things. "Before they spring forth, I tell you of them." So we're looking forward, never backwards. Now, in our human experience, and I can testify that there are times, for some reason, you may have regrets about mistakes of the past and all of those things that you now have no control over. They're past, they're gone. But sometimes it comes floating back into memory. And God wants us to look forward to the new. Now, here's what David said. Here's what the psalmist said. And please, grab it. Wrap your heart, your spirit around this. "Thou hast turned for me my mourning into dancing. Thou hast put off my sackcloth and girded me with gladness." Psalm 31 and 1. I'm sorry, and 11. Gladness is what's our portion right now. Dancing is our portion. Regretfulness, we don't need, don't want. So that past regrets then are stepping stones to a happy and peaceful future. And the Lord is saying, I'm declaring new things. So that the regrets of the past, what they have served, is to teach us what not to do and what to do. And so we can pray in a special way to the Lord about what he is doing and what he has done. We're to be in dancing and gladness. Sometimes we think we've been sentenced to lack of joy and sentenced to unhappiness. No. No. Joy is something that is very resilient. It's there. Doesn't matter what the conditions externally are. No, happiness depends on that, on external conditions, happenings. That's why it's called happiness. But joy is from the Lord, and we can have joy today. Let us go right to prayer. I believe God has something for us on this day that's very, very special. Give us what we need to stay focused forward. Father, before we do this, let us each make this very personal. Very personal. So we pray in the first person, singular. Father, help me to remember that I should not be focusing on the regrets of my past that stem from the mistakes I've made. Instead, I want to realize that you truly have turned my mourning into dancing, and you have girded me with gladness. Thank you, Father. I confess my sins to you, including all of my mistakes and regrets, both my sins of omission and my sins of commission. Thank you for your promise to forgive me and to cleanse me from all unrighteousness. I receive your healing today, your cleansing, and your forgiveness. This one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling in Christ Jesus. From this point forward, I will no longer focus on my regrets. Hallelujah. Nor the anxiety around those regrets. In everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, I will let my requests be made known unto you, Father. And I know your peace, which surpasses all understanding, will keep my heart and my mind through Christ Jesus. Instead of concentrating on my regrets, I will think on things and ideas that are true, that are honest, that are just, that are pure, that are lovely, and of good report. Because of your mercies toward me, Father, I now present my body a living sacrifice to you, holy and acceptable to you. For this is my reasonable service to you. I will not be conformed to this world. I will be transformed by the renewing of my mind, that I will prove what your good, acceptable, and perfect will for my life is. I bless you, Lord. You are God. And I bless you with all that is within me. I will not forget all your benefits to me. You have forgiven all of my iniquities and healed all my diseases. You have redeemed my life from destruction and crowned me with your loving kindness and tender mercies. You have satisfied me with good things, and you have renewed my youth like the eagles. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. As far as the east is from the west, so far have you removed my transgressions. Hallelujah. From me. Thank you so much, Father. I seek you and your strength. Lord, I will seek your face forevermore. I will remember your marvelous works and your wonders and judgments. Thank you for remembering your covenant with me. You have taken my regrets from me. I will thank you forevermore. In Jesus' name, I pray. Now, you want to affirm or make an affirmation right now, and you can say this: all my regrets have been covered by the blood of Jesus, and they are buried in the depths of the deepest part of the sea. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I know that word and that prayer ministered to me personally, and I trust that you embraced it. If you have any kind of regrets plaguing you, you must face forward. Face forward. And there's good reason for that. It is important for you to remember that in Jesus Christ, we have been remade. You are therefore more than the sum of your past mistakes. So we praise God on this Tuesday morning for his work of renewal and restoration.
Mm.
Yes. So we can come away from the past and not be plagued by memories of our mistakes. We now have to put all of our energies and our focus forward. Forward. Because he says, behold, the former things have come to pass. They've come and they're gone. They've come and gone. He says, and now, new things I now declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them, Isaiah the prophet, in the 42nd chapter in the 9th verse, and I'm quoting from the Amplified Version. Awesome. Awesome. Feel the breath of freshness, newness, flooding your being right now. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Make room for it.
Thank you, Lord.
I've always said, if you want new clothing, you want a new closet full of, you know, you just want to change up a little bit and refresh and restore, well, empty the closet out.
Amen. Amen.
Get rid of the old stuff. Make room for the new. You can't hold on to the old and have room for the new. It doesn't work. It doesn't work. It's not practical. Not even in the natural. So therefore it's true as well in the spirit. Yeah. Yeah. Release. Release. And receive. Receive. Hallelujah. And it's like a rising sun on a brand new day such as today. Yeah, it's brand new. It's new. It's new. And sometimes we feel guilty about receiving the new because we've made mistakes. No, receive the new. Paul said, forgetting what is behind. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord.
Get it. Mm-hmm. Getting what's behind.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Yeah.
He said, press. I press.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to your name.
There's a mark. It's new. It's new.
Glory to your name, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Of the calling, you're being called forward.
Thank you, Jesus. I am calling forward. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God.
Father, thank you for the release that you've given to us.
Jesus.
Thank you for the call that you have upon us.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God, this morning for your release. Thank you, Lord, that we will have a hold over us because that's what we want.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes, God, your word truly is sharper than a two-edged sword. We thank you for that word this morning, God.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Bless your wonderful name, God. Hallelujah.
And lay aside every weight.
Yes, Lord. Praise His name.
Thank you, Lord, for the liberty that you've given us. His word says, now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. 2 Corinthians 3:17. Liberty. The Lord is saying, I am the liberty you seek, Christ. I am through my spirit. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for liberty. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Bless his name. Bless his name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. No regret. Hallelujah. No regret. Well, your lines are open, and I already gave my praise report, and it was simply this, that awesome things are ahead. Praise God. Awesome things are ahead. Yes. Thank you, Lord. So now if you have a praise report that you'd like to share with us, please know that you're welcome. If you have...
Good morning.
Morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Praise
welcome.
The Lord for this brand new day.
Yes.
I just say God's blessing to each and every voice and each and every person that is on this prayer line this morning. I have a praise report. It might be insignificant, but to me, it is like, it gives me joy in my heart. I have an 8-year-old grandson that I am, as the Bible says, train up a child in the ways of the Lord. And as they get older, they will not depart. And he filled my heart last night. You know, it's Halloween time now.
Right.
And he's been around me since he was born for the whole 8 years. And I've been teaching him that Halloween is not of God, it's of the devil. And we have a thing that when we spell Halloween, I have taught him that what is the first three letters in Halloween? And he will say, Grandma, it's hell. And I say, yes, Halloween is not of God, so it is of hell. And last night we were chatting, and this Friday is the Halloween parade. To make a long story short, I asked him, I said, what, because his dad, they always buy a costume to him, but they try to buy, like, not like evil-looking costume. They buy, like, he likes football, so he was dressed up as a footballer, a fireman, or something like that. So last night I asked him what costume he got, and he said, none. I said, I mean, none. So, Grandma, Halloween is not good. I said, what? Wow. He said, Halloween is not good. Halloween is not of God, right? I said, yes, it's not of God. He said, so they tell us if we don't want to take part in Halloween, we could sit on the bench and they will let us watch a movie or they will let us do other things.
Right.
So I asked him, I said, so what are you going to do? I said, you have a choice. You could do the parade or you could sit. He said, I'm going to sit on the bench.
Awesome.
And that just blessed my heart.
Awesome.
Yeah. But he said, my daddy wants to buy me a costume. So if he buys me a costume, I'm not going to buy nothing devilish. I'm going to not take nothing scary and devilish. But I'm going to sit on the bench, and I'm going to wait until the parade come back. And that just blessed my heart.
That has to be satisfying for sure. That has to be satisfying. That scripture that speaks of training up
it's been a struggle every year with Halloween. The school has the parade and they encourage the kids to get the costume, but I've been teaching him through all day because I never involved my kids. I never involved his mother in Halloween. I never involved my son in Halloween. And he, you know, he's young. The other kids are in it in school. But through all the years, I tried to teach him that Halloween is not of God. And I thank God that word that teach train up the child in the ways of the Lord, and when they grow old, or as they grow old, they will not depart. Last night that brings such a blessing to my heart, that he is 8 years old, and it is staying in his head.
Well,
that is my
praise
report this morning.
That is, thank you so much. That's a wonderful praise report. And even as you reminded us of the scripture that says, train up a child in the way he should go, and then when he is, and a girl too, a female too, he or she should not depart from it. Well, we're actually experiencing, you and me right now, what my mother did. What she did, and she modeled and taught. And one of those was early morning prayer. And that went all over the place, all around the thing. And look at what I'm doing. Next month will be 2 years that she has gone to be with the Lord. Look what I am doing. And I've taken it to a whole other level. It works. God's word is true. His word is true. Is there a prayer request from anyone? If you have a prayer request, we would like to welcome your prayer request. We do not want to deny you the opportunity to do that. So you can simply voice it, and we receive. And thank you for your prayer request.
Good morning to the saints.
Yes, good morning.
I have actually two prayer requests. One is for Sister Grace. I don't know her last name, but she attends our assembly, and I happened to be chatting with her on Sunday, last Sunday, and she was telling me that has not been feeling very well, something to do with her hemoglobin. She was in hospital for a while, and they're trying to raise her blood count or something of the sort. So I would like to lift up Sister Grace in prayer for healing, and also because of this, she cannot work. So I know God is a provider, and I just pray that He continues to strengthen her and strengthen her faith, that this wouldn't cause her to come aside from him, but to continue holding on to him and trusting him and know that he will bring her out, because he said he would never leave us nor forsake us. We just want to lift up Sister Grace in prayer this morning. I would also like to lift up my son, Kino. He has recently come to the United States, and he's separated from his family. And last Sunday, he just broke down because his first child, which is his only son, they are very close. And so his son is missing him a lot, and they were talking to each other on Skype, and his son was crying, and at one point he couldn't take it anymore, and he had to move away from the computer, and he just broke down because they're close, and he's missing him. He can't stand to see, his child cry. So I just want to pray that he, first of all, begin to trust God. And right. know with God all things are possible. And pray for his salvation, and pray that the Lord would give him the understanding that he doesn't start anything that he cannot finish.
Okay.
And to give them both peace and rest and comfort in him. That's
what's his name?
His name is Kino, and his son's name is
Kino,
Elijah.
Okay.
And his son's
Father,
name is Elijah.
We pray for both Elijah and his father, Kino. We pray that you would bring them peace. That they would receive your peace even now, knowing that you are God. That they would focus on looking up, knowing that they're in your hand and they're surrounded by prayer. We thank you right now for strengthening them, even as they learn and begin to trust you. This is an opportunity for them to look heavenward. We pray for their strength in you right now. And we pray for the salvation of Kino right now, that he would come to know you in a personal way. He would understand that his life is in your hand and not in his own hands. So he would become a worshiper. He would become thankful. He would become ready and receptive to everything that you have planned for him. We pray for Sister Grace even now. We pray that you would strengthen her. And she would sense and feel your presence around her, even right this moment. We speak to her spirit. We impart the peace that comes only from you, your kind of peace. And Father, we speak to her healing, her deliverance in her body right now. That everything would come into perfect alignment with health, producing strength and energy, allowing her and enabling her to continue to care for herself and to provide for herself. We thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering our prayers concerning these persons right now. We thank you, Lord, for giving us the opportunity to lift them up before you. And we thank you for what you're doing in Aaron's and Diane's life. Oh, you strengthen them from day to day. One day at a time, you're causing them to make it, to get through. And we thank you for the awesome praise report that is in the making. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise God. Amen. Well, we thank you for your being with us today. You are a blessing already on this day, and it's just begun. Walk with the King. He's with you. Remember, no regrets. None at all. New things. He says new things.
Hallelujah. Thank you for the word, Lord. Thank you for the word. God bless you. God bless you.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Joy in the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen, oh God.
Come in. Come in. Yes. Yes, come in.